Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's a modern Western woman when she's accountable for her actions. We all know that women can't take accountability. But why is this one acting like this? Is she taking her coat off to fight you for forcing accountability on her? Why is she behind a giant Cadillac? Is she trying to hide behind that vehicle so that accountability can't see her? Who knows? Moving on, someone says that if women were judged by the same standards as men, then most women would be failures. Luckily for women, they have double standards to protect them from that ever happening. Also, if we put the average woman's brain in a man's body, she would be broke for life. Maybe someone needs to make a movie like that so we can actually see her suffer as a dude. But we don't even have to make a movie like that. All we have to do is watch Elliot Page's life over the next 10 to 20 years. Number 3, this Lonely Fools model says she believes she's being punished for earning more than other people after getting a massive tax bill. But I don't really think she was making all that much bank with a forehead like that. I suspect this is just a net to get more people to sign up for her Lonely Fools page. But maybe she's not smart enough to realize how taxes work. The more you make, the more you pay. Up next, Sanaji Ameti is a Muslim politician in Switzerland. And here's a picture of her using a boomstick to put holes in images of Jesus and Mary. Now I'd like to see what happens to the person that does this to an image of Mohammed. They'll probably get ejected out of their meat suit by some guy named Akbar, and I'm not talking about Admiral Akbar. She came to Switzerland as a refugee at the age of 3. She should be deported. Number 5, if you're a young guy, be careful about female teachers grooming you. This guy's now marrying his high school gym teacher. She was all of his friend's crush, but when I see them together, I think they look like a transgendered version of themselves. Articles like this one are just an attempt to normalize older women with younger guys, which is unnatural and doesn't usually lead to family formation. Moving on, we was Vikings in sheet. Research has shown that Viking culture originated in Africa. Wow, and it only took 2 whole days of research to figure it out. But what part of Viking culture? The pillaging and murdering, perhaps? Clearly, this is a satirical article with the person writing it going by the name Loda Crap. I researched for 3 days that people in Africa originally came from Europe, according to researchers saying that they found the jawbones of ancient European apes. If that's true, then the Africans today migrated from Europe, and that would mean they actually de-evolved. Number 7, this trans species woman spent £40,000 on turning herself into a dragon. But in reality, all she did was spend 40 grand to turn herself into an uglier woman. In reality, the surgeon should have been tried for malpractice for operating on a mentally ill woman. It's a good thing she doesn't make a very convincing dragon, though, because here we have a trans species man who was accidentally shot by hunters. Oh dear, what else can you say? Up next, this store has an awesome sign to get the attention of millennial and Gen X parents, with David Bowie, the Goblin King, saying that unattended children will be given to the Goblin King. I once saw a sign at a local cafe that said unattended children would be given a double espresso and a kitten, and I'm still not sure what that means. Also, with today's narcissistic parents, here's a weird twist. The kid actually wants to go with the Goblin King. Number 9, now you know women's priorities. An undesirable guy asks a woman out and she says that she has a BF. He says, I am rich, and then she says, BF means breakfast. He corrects her and says, no, his name is Rich. Then she tells him to hang up the phone, you bastard. To many women, money means everything. So say a man's money is to women what women's looks are to men. Actually, that's wrong too. Because for women, a man's looks are even more important than a woman's looks are to a man. It's only when women are run through and looking for someone to settle down with, do looks start to matter. Moving on, does anyone know where I can get my hands on this wonderful shirt? I need to get this for my side chick. Just kidding. But seriously, it's hilarious when the 3x extra large size is sold out. Women that look like this might be cute if there weren't so many of them these days. Number 11, this woman regrets doing Lonely Fools when she turned 18 because her subs sent her degrading messages and treated her like an object. What was she expecting, to be treated like a princess or something? I want to know who told her that sex work is strong and empowering. She probably wouldn't have said that if she had made a ton of money. She probably didn't, so now she wants people to feel sorry for her and her story and then send her money. So many failed OF girls are turning to this strategy now. Up next, Shaita says that white people will choose a dog over a refugee in a heartbeat. If that's true, then why do so many of them support illegals flooding into the West? This post hits a little different these days, with the illegals now eating cats and dogs. But to be honest with you, many of us would actually choose a dog or even a cat over our own family members, because at least it loves you unconditionally. Number 13, feminists whine about women's underrepresentation in male-dominated fields, but never about men's underrepresentation in women-dominated fields. Of course they don't. Feminists want to dominate all the female fields, as well as get into as many of the high-status male fields as possible. They'll never ask to do the difficult, dangerous, and dirty jobs including bricklayers, trash collectors, and plumbers. Moving on, should European children be forced to take trips to mosques to praise Allah? Maybe they better get used to it. Remember, everyone, that female suffrage leads to Islam for all. I'm guessing this is somewhere in the UK. Actually, this is from the Netherlands, where mosques are aiming to get soft control over Europeans by getting infidels to voluntarily convert themselves. Look at that demon that thinks this is a good idea. Number 15, meet the founder of Telegram, Pavel Durov, before and after $14 billion. Why is it that guys like him, Elon Musk, and many others spend a fortune on hair transplants and plastic surgery? Remember, guys, you're not ugly. You're just broke. Keep that in mind. What men getting plastic surgery can't do is breed the beta male out of themselves, no matter how good-looking the woman they mate with. Their kids will still end up being Baldo Geraldo Jr. Up next, men work more overtime than women do. Roughly 28% of men when compared to only 13% of women. Well, that looks like the reason, if not one of the main reasons, for the gender pay gap. If women were serious about closing it, they would work more overtime hours. But they won't, they just want the wealth redistributed from men to them. I'll also bet the overtime hours are guys that are married, and childless bachelors are just working part-time. Number 17, here's the difference between Sweden in 2014 and 2024. What changed? To me, it looks like a significant lack of Vikings and self-inflicted collapse by politicians. This is what a conquered country looks like. They've taken over Sweden without firing a single shot, and it's too late to deport them. There might be an Australian painter incoming to solve this problem. If this blows your mind, then what do you think of Saudi Arabia today compared to the United Kingdom? Moving on, Sarah Schulman says that white people ended 6 million in the Holocaust, ended 100,000 by dropping A-bombs on Japan, and 50 million due to colonialism. Conveniently, she forgets to mention how many people were ended thanks to Marxism. Somewhere between 100 and 200 million people. Of course, that won't be mentioned. What about all the African dictators too? Plus, why does she only mention 6 million in the camps in WW2? The Germans ended closer to 20 million. Number 19, here's that awkward moment during your night out when you show up to the club in the same dress as your father. They have a strange family, and funny enough, the only one that sounds somewhat sane is him. Also, I don't know about you, but it looks like moths got a hold of those clothes. You know what's even worse for his daughter is that that dress looks better on him, and he has bigger melons than her. This will probably be the average family outing in 2050 at this rate. Up next, women are complaining that jeans are sexist because their pockets are 49% shorter than men's, and only about 40% of them are able to fit an iPhone 10. By comparison, 100% of men's can fit that phone. I don't blame sexist jean companies. I blame the agenda of big purse. I fully support pants pocket equality, but you just know that if they gave women the same size jean pockets, they would complain that they aren't cute and they wouldn't buy any of them. Number 21, here's the difference between what happens when a man is depressed versus when a woman is depressed. Women will comfort eat while a man will pretty much comfort lift. But let's not forget that even after she gains all that weight, it's not her fault, and she's still a 10 and built men are fat phobic if they don't want to date her. Meanwhile, in the real world, diabetes doesn't care about your feelings. Trauma and hard times build men. Trauma and hard times destroy women. Also, the woman on the bottom left is missing purple hair dye. Moving on, should this woman go to jail for falsely accusing a man of rape? Yes, of course, and suffer the same penalties as the rapist would too, including being put on the pedo list. It's called perjury, and it should be illegal, but with the push to believe all rapists, it seems to be something that's not really enforced. I think that any woman caught doing this should experience a 5-year sentence as a prison wife in the New York State men's prison system. Number 23, if John Connor and the T-1000 can put their differences aside, then what's your excuse? The T-1000 looks like a mashup of Elon Musk, Christopher Walken, and Conan O'Brien. He looks tired because he's been looking for that boy for the last 30 years. Edward Furlong also looks like he aged like sushi. He's the same age as me, and yet he looks 10 years older than me. Unless you want to look prematurely old, then don't do drugs, kids. Up next, Kate Winslet says she finds wrinkles incredibly beautiful and thinks women get prettier with age. She looks good for being almost 50. Are we really going to take a single mother with three kids with three different baby daddies seriously? Notice how it's always old ladies saying stuff like this and young women that are terrified of aging. It doesn't matter what women think. All that matters is what men's biology programs us to find attractive. Number 25 and the last one, looks like Lauren Chen took $10 million from Russians and is probably going to prison. Some people say she won't go to prison because she's pretty and will probably get busy under the judge's robes in his private chamber, if you know what I mean. Conservatives called me blue-pilled for thinking this and that they can actually fix her because she's too beautiful for prison. She also had her YouTube channel terminated. I doubt it was the Russians, it was more like a FBI setup. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.